was so bad that you could have you took my full buggy in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
One place right down at the fork of the creek where that church beyond me is, or this side of the church.
Did you travel mostly by horses when you were...
Back then, you had to.
When the roads were so bad.
That's the only way you get anywhere.
And then sometimes you couldn't hardly get nowhere. We walked out of here. We walked up here when we come here to get married. I come here with her from Henry Clay when we got married. And they met us over here. What's the name of that creek?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a dumb one.
How did
they met? They met us over there with a mule.
How did you get groceries, you know, when the roads were so bad?
They had little stores everywhere, all over the creek back then. There was two or three right here in Charlotte.
Who? What were the names of them?
One of them was Will Chapman.
And one was...
What was that fellow's name over there?
He was Moore.
Huh?
He was a Moore.
Moore, yeah. Eve Moore.
Yeah, Eve Moore. Will Chapman. And Griffey had a little store out there.
Yeah. Chip Griffey was his name.
Yeah. Huh?
They all did now.
Mm-hmm. And Lake Hayes up there, he owns
he had a store.
And there's a store in the head of the creek. Belonged to...
What did you mostly buy when you went to the...
We needed, you know.
I mean, what was it in particular that...
Come in.
All right, you were telling about the grocery stores, Mr. Abshire.
Huh?
You were telling about the grocery stores. You said you bought just anything you needed.
Oh, we just bought what we needed, you know.
And you raised, had, though, a lot of your things.
What we had to have.
But you had a garden also, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We all created a garden. Nearly everywhere we've been. I got some of 100 pots to raise a garden, you know. But I bought this farm up here in the head of the creek. It must have been about...
It's in 28.
It must have been about 26.
Well, it might have been.
Reba was born up there, and
Jack.
Jack.
And Palmer.
Palmer Ray, that's the one we lost.
When you went to the grocery store, was it a place to go visit with friends? I mean, like, did you sit around the potbelly stove?
It's a country store, you know.
Plain old country store.
They get out and haul their groceries in by wagon, you know, from Louisa.
But did you go just to visit, too? Did you ever...
Oh, yeah, we went in sometimes. Not often, though.
You didn't go very often.
No, I had too many kids to take out anymore.
Yeah. Where did, when you went, did you, anywhere, was it mostly like to church or something like that?
Yeah, we'd go to church or once in a while. At church. Freewheel Baptist. I belong to Freewheel.
Mm-hmm.
Belong to them ever since about 25.
Is there anything else that you'd like to put on tape that I haven't asked you? Something that, stands out in your mind, you know, about the early days?
Well, I couldn't give you no dates on it.
Well, that's okay. Just tell me.
All the things that, well, I've worked on the railroad, worked as a youth butch for a while on the CNO.
That's before we was married.
That was before we was married, though.
Well, that's okay.
And then I went to Army in World War II. One, I was in Camp Sacklai Taylor for 6 months, 25 days.
Now, where's that located? Where is that?
That was at Bacalube.
Oh.
It's still in this state.
Uh-huh.
I never did leave the state while I was in there. If I was registered.
What did you think about Army life? What was... What?
It was bad.
What was bad about it?
Well, you had to be out in all kind of weather. I've been in tents ever. When I first lived there, they just had tents, and I've been, I recollect one night especially that I woke up and the water was running under my bed. Woke up and I was wet. Where it rained, kind of hard rain, you know. And the water stood there where that tent was. We bagged it and went off to the level ground. And I woke up, I looked out and waved around in the water. And I had to stand on guard. My name was Adcher, you know. And A come first. I mean, had me ever was. On guard, kitchen duty.
You were called first, no matter what, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember?
I was on the stable guard. We had horses to pull caissons and cannon. You know. I was in the artillery, field artillery.
Did the war end too soon for you to go across sea, or?
Now, we was packed up ready to go when the army was signed. We had everything packed up. Our captain was done and gone to locate a place for us.
Would you have liked to have gone?
Well, I would have rather went over. I would rather stayed in there 2 or 3 years. But they had so many, they had to discharge so many. I happened to be one of them to say discharge.
Did you volunteer, or were you?
No, I tried to volunteer a year before I went, before I was 21. And they didn't take me. Then, when the draft come along,
Is there anything about, did you keep up with any friends that you met when you were in the Army?
Well, I know one or two of their names, but Westro Robinson was one, but they know I'm with me.
Did you ever get back with them, though, after you were...
Oh, yes, after I was discharged, I see two or three of them. One's name was Westro Robinson. He was a colonel.
Is there anything else that you remember that you could tell me?
No, I don't know if there's anything else. Even more than just hard drilling, you know. I was drilling when that flu. First flu come along, you know, killed so many. I was drilling one evening, I just headed over. I was out for about 3 or 4 days. And when I got better and come back to the barracks, I think a lot of them, I know them, passed away. Died in power.
Oh, yeah.
That's when that flu came along, took everybody out this bad.
Yeah, everybody ever had, you know.
Well, if there's nothing else that you want to add to the tape, I appreciate you talking with me.
That's good. I wouldn't think there's anything else much.
Well, I certainly appreciate visiting with you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.